Hello and welcome to the Curious Characters of Christmas, the final episode. This is it, day 15. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I hope that it's been an encouragement to you. I hope that it causes you to worship Jesus even more this Christmas season. And we end with a real doozy. We end in Revelation chapter 12. Now, my guess is most likely you have not heard a Christmas message from Revelation 12. But I want to suggest to you that the Christmas story, that evening 2,000 years ago, is very much a part of Revelation chapter 12. Now, there's a lot there. And we're not going to be able to cover everything in Revelation 12, verse 1 through 6. But I want to read it, and while it may seem confusing, I'm going to try to explain it. It is actually one of the most encouraging passages in all the scriptures. And yes, it is in many ways a Christmas passage. So let's take a look. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 through 6. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great red dragon, with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. If you count only 30 day months, that is 3.5 years. Okay. Wow. There's a lot there. Like I said, maybe your head's spinning right now, but we're not going to cover everything. But I want to mention the 3 main characters, the real life main characters from these verses. Number 1, the woman. She's described as being clothed with the sun, moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. These images are from Joseph's dream, not Joseph, the husband of Mary, but Joseph from the Old Testament. In Genesis 37, these are from the dream that Joseph had, and it's about the patriarchs of Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel, which means the woman represents Israel. The passage says that the woman gave birth to a male child and fled into the wilderness. Now, this represents 2 different events. The first event is the Jewish woman, Mary. And so, maybe when I first read this, you thought, oh, the woman is Mary. Well, technically, it's Israel, but Mary, who is a Jewish woman, who's part of Israel, so in a sense, it includes Mary. Right, so this first event is the Jewish woman, Mary, giving birth to Jesus. Right, so thus it is a Christmas story. The second event is the Great Tribulation. You see, what makes this challenging is it the events span like eternity, right? And so the first event is about Mary giving birth to Jesus, and the second event is actually about the Great Tribulation, which is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. In that last 3.5 years, Israel will be purified during this time, and many will finally embrace the Messiah. That's why I say it's actually, even though it seems kind of You know, I jokingly like to call this passage the almost nightmare before Christmas. But in reality, it's very encouraging. It tells us that Israel is going to be purified. Many are going to come to the Messiah. And of course, it tells us that Jesus is and was born. The second character is the dragon, the red dragon. And he's described as having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his head. Now, this is Satan, right? Who fell from heaven, it says, along with 1/3 of the stars, which are angels. All right, these are descriptions taken from the prophecies found in Daniel chapter 7. It's also a description of the 7 mountains and the 10 kings in Revelation 17. We're not going to get all into that. You can go and you can read that on your own. I'll simply say that this is probably here a depiction of how Satan has worked through leaders in the past and someday during the tribulation to try and bring down the woman, God's chosen people, Israel, and really beyond that, anyone that chooses to follow Christ. Okay? Now, the third character, the male child. And this, of course, is Jesus. It says that he was caught up to God and his throne, right? This is referring to after the resurrection when Jesus ascended back to the Father's right hand. It also says that he will rule the nations with a rod of iron. This is a prophecy about the second coming of Jesus when he will rule the earth during the millennial kingdom and then in the new heavens and new earth. Okay, so as you can see, this is covering events all the way back before humans even existed, when Satan rebelled against God and 1/3 of the angels. It's looking back at prophecies of Joseph and Daniel. Looking at ahead, at tribulation, the millennial kingdom, at the birth of Jesus. So it's covering a lot of different things. But I want to get to why all of this, why it seems so unrelated, how it is related, and why this is so important and so encouraging for us today. Because it says that Satan has tried time and time and time again to destroy Jesus and Jesus' people. And it hasn't happened and it will not happen. Jesus has always gotten the best of Satan. Always. He tried to devour Jesus, as we saw last week, through Herod. When Herod tried to kill off baby Jesus. Satan, working through Herod, it couldn't even kill baby Jesus. Like, there was... Even baby Jesus got the best of Satan. And what a great source of encouragement to us, because you and I, according to Romans 8, are conquerors in Christ. As conquerors in Christ, that means that we too can have victory. There's a saying out there that we fight not for victory, but from victory. Because we have the power of Christ working in our lives through the Holy Spirit, we too can defeat Satan, just as Jesus has time and time again. And then one day in the future, we'll do so one last time by sending him into the lake of fire. And I hope that that's an encouragement to you. We're going to celebrate little, tiny, sweet baby Jesus. But take some time this week and on Christmas Day to remember that baby Jesus will be the one who reigns. As Revelation 19 tells us, one day he will reign as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's our name today to end this out, is that Jesus is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Will Satan get the best of us sometimes? Sure. We're going to lose some of the battles. But friends, the war has already been won. All right? Jesus has already defeated the power of Satan, death, and sin. And one day, it'll be fully realized. Satan just doesn't know it yet. But one day it'll be fully realized. And then that will usher in the new heavens and new earth. And for all of eternity, you and I will never, ever struggle with sin. We'll never struggle with hurt, pain. We'll never struggle with broken relationships because of our King and Kings, Lord of Lords, who brought us peace with God and is going to allow us someday for all of eternity to live with Him. That's what Christmas ultimately represents. Jesus coming to redeem mankind in relationship with God that will last for all of eternity. Celebrate baby Jesus this week and on Christmas, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords.